Okay, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Give you another weather update here, brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com as currently right now in Miami. Ooh, hot. 89 degrees, mostly sunny. Leroy, big humidity guy.
It's weird because it doesn't look like it's 90.
51% humidity right now.
That's why.
Toasty.
Although I will say, when it hit them 110s, when me and Tobin was in, it felt hot everywhere.
Crispy.
Crispy.
Crispy, dude. It was a day, that's for sure. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com as the Miami Marlins, they'll start a 3-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays today. Tampa's very good. They are first place in the AL East. They are back at Tropicana Field. Last time I was in Tampa, I walked by Tropicana Field. It was all in tatters. Like, they still had the roof was all messed up from the hurricane. So, and then they had to play a year at George Steinbrenner Field at the Yankee spring training facility. But now they're back. They're back at the Trop.
So they just redid it.
They refurbished it. They're supposed to get a new stadium, apparently.
That's what I thought. I thought they were getting a new stadium.
They're supposed to get a new stadium, but it cost, like, I think they said last year, people were wondering if they were just going to wait till the new stadium, but I think it's just too long. I think it's going to take too long, so they had to redo it, but it costs like six figures just to fix a roof. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Bubble catwalk roof that they have.
Which is crazy. They had the same thing Minnesota had.
Yep.
Look like a garbage bag.
Yeah, the hefty bag. It was crazy. They would, like, when you would go and you watch Torrey Hunter, he'd like jump into a garbage bag when he was stealing home runs.
Oh,
God, he was good.
Lito Ford, Ryan Clark gave the take this AM on Get Up. He agrees the Patriots will not make the playoffs. It's not, dude, look, it's not rocket science. All you guys have to do every year, forget schedule, forget all this. Pick five teams you think are in, five teams you think you're out. It happens every single year. Start there. That's it. That's all I do.
You would be stunned if they though kept going. Like, I maybe not 13 wins, but I mean, Drake May continuing to progress and having better weapons this year.
It has nothing to do with the progression of the team. It has nothing to do with the progression of Drake May. So many things lined up for them last year.
Yeah, but you're also in a window where, like, you're not paying boatloads of money to your quarterback either.
It has something to do with it.
You can add other players. Like, usually,
for me, all it has to do with is how fortunate they were with the schedule, right? Now you're going into a season where everybody that you play is going to try to abuse your left tackle. You didn't protect Drake May at all. And you were fortunate that when you got to the playoffs, you played two broken teams.
Sure, but isn't the idea, like, we always talk about guys developing, like Will Campbell, you know, was the, what, fourth overall pick? Like, the idea is not going to
be better.
You're healthier.
I do believe he'll be better. It just, look, the progression of that team is not 13-4, right? Although they were going to show some improvement. That took everybody by surprise. Now, I would say the best that they could do this year, 10-7.
The best? You think 10 and 7?
Yes. I just, when you go from playing here, when you go from playing one of the easiest schedules to one of the worst.
Yeah, but this is the thing that I find weird about your take.
What?
You hate that's a win, that's a loss.
Sure.
All that's based off of is last year's schedule. Like,
correct.
we don't, you know, there's still a team that went deep into the playoffs, showed fortitude to get through. Yeah, they got a couple of bounces, but it's still 13 wins. Oh. And you're in a situation where they're not locked up to anything that would make them, like, when the Dolphins' downfall happened, it was pretty clear it was going to happen because they didn't have money or equity in the draft to fill the holes.
Correct.
The Patriots aren't in that spot.
But here's, see, we're looking at this two different ways. I'm looking at it from the reality of how football plays out every year, with new teams being in the playoffs every year. That means you got to pick five teams who are going to be out. So I'm looking at it from what are the five teams that I think will not make it and what five teams I'll put in. I'm not looking at it based on how you're looking at it. So even if you take and say, okay, New England, they'll still be in the playoffs. Okay, what other team are you throwing out? Because every year,
Buffalo,
five or six teams are out, five teams are in.
But
I'm looking at this season.
But you're only believing in Buffalo because you believe in Josh Allen then, because Buffalo is in a situation where their team continues to get worse. The defense continues to lose pieces. Like, they got Joshua Palmer to add to their offense, but like they fired their coach. We have no idea if their defense is going to be as resilient. You're just believing in Josh Allen.
Well,
because they're going to face all the things that the Patriots did.
Not necessarily, but okay. But they weren't a one-off.
They aren't a one-off, but they could be wearing down, like plenty of these contenders. You look at Baltimore, you're like, oh, does it get to a point where it starts wearing down on it?
Buffalo could be one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying that they're not. I didn't automatically say Buffalo was in. I just said that if I had to pick.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the problem. If
right.
You got to guarantee one of those teams is going to win the division. Like, it's not going to be the Dolphins and Jets.
Yeah.
So
if I had to pick right now, I'd say Buffalo.
Okay.
Right?
That's what the favorite is.
Right. And here's the other thing. You look at a team like the Saints. Like, the schedule that they have, they could very well go on a run.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean,
so like, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not even looking at it as far as record.
I get you. I just think that even if it's either, you got to have some element, though, of you having a whiff that New England's a fraud. Like, they were a fraud Super Bowl team. Because typically.
How about this? And to go with stats even further. A lot of times the team that loses the Super Bowl has a bad year the next year. That's fact.
Yeah, sometimes.
No, most
not all the time.
But a lot more than not.
I mean, what, 49ers got there pretty quickly thereafter after losing a Super Bowl. Philadelphia.
I'm saying the next year, right? That's those things. In fact, Philly ended up firing their coach after they made the Super. Wait, no, they
no,
did they go thinking, with the same coach, right?
You're going no, they I'm fired coordinators,
right?
You're going too far back. Meanwhile, the playoffs tonight in the NBA, you got the Cavaliers hosting the Pistons, game 6. Cleveland leads 3-2 in that series. 9:30, Timberwolves host the Spurs. They trail San Antonio in that series 3-2. San Antonio's a 5.5-point favorite. Cleveland 3.5-point favorite tonight. At the PGA Championship right now, our leader is, what the hell is this guy? Aldrich Potgieter.
Potgieter.
Potgieter, sorry. He is a 4-under.
Yeah. Aldridge.
Aldridge.
Yeah.
But he's just started.
The one guy that was a two-stroke penalty, they should have gave him a three-stroke penalty because his name is Garrick.
Then you got Hideki Matsuyama. He's one stroke back. You got Alex Smalley's a stroke back. And Stefan Jaeger. Or yep. Jaeger.
Jaeger.
He's minus 3, and so is Minwoo Lee. So that's your leaderboard right now. Scottie Scheffler.
His sister is a 2-time major winner.
Oh, really?
On the LPGA, yes.
Scottie Scheffler is 2 back. He's 1 over on the day.
And Minwoo Lee is Australian.
I see that.
Which catches me off guard every time I see him talk.
Didgeridoo. Alex Fitzpatrick, he's plus four.
Yeah. Mm. He needs a bit of a comeback. Duff was five over.
Tommy Fleetwood is six over.
Oh, he's trunk slamming.
And where's your boy Duff? Ooh. Nine over.
Oh, yeah, I'll call him. I'll call him later. He'll be on his way home. He's
through 17.
He hasn't got in tour mode yet where you're hitting balls 3-4 hours a day, right?
Yeah. Projected cut is plus three.
Yep. That's about right.
All right. Well.
I think this might be a major where this is usually where the players go to lowest.
Yeah.
I think this one won't even get to double digits. Yeah, it's that difficult.
And then finally tomorrow we got Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano from Inglewood, California.
Gina looks small. Is she had do that to get
waited
ready?
In less than Ronda? They waited already.
Like when we saw Amanda Lauren, she looked thick.
Yeah, no, she did. She was
well, Deadpool.
Yeah,
no, she looked thick.
She weighed in at 141, so she's probably 150 for this fight. I would guess. I don't know.
Depending on she weighs 150.
I'm going to say that for the fight, she will be. Yeah. I mean, she was in fight camp. She's been in fight camp for months.
Okay.
You know, so they both weighed in at the, I think it was 145 was the limit. They both actually, maybe they won't put on that much weight because I think the limit was 145 and they both were well under.
Right. So they didn't have to really make weight.
It doesn't look like they had the stress to make weight too much, but they both look in good shape. It's not like they look, you know, like it's not like
I just, I thought I, when I saw the weigh-in, first of all, they weighed in evening dresses.
That wasn't the weigh-in. That was a press conference.
The press conference, evening dresses, which caught me off guard. And the first thing I thought was, wow, Serrano looks thin.
Yeah, she's been training her ass off for the fight. Maybe you think she's a live dog.
Live dog.
Live dog.
That's what we like to hear in the Tobin household. Live dog.
Sometimes when you live dog too much, like I do, you run out of a bank account pretty quickly, though.
Right. Yeah. Oh, somebody, Leo Ford, have you ever seen that John Rahm penalty before? No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. What did he do? He hit like a staff person with a divot or a fan?
He hit a fan. He swung hard, hit a divot, and they gave him a penalty for excessive show of anger or something like that, which is just crazy because I've seen people get hit with golf balls and
I've seen people like,
you don't get penalized for crooked ass shot, right?
You get a penalty for snapping your club?
Nope.
Interesting.
There was a player, I can't think of his name. He actually graduated from the University of Miami when Miami had a golf team.
Mm-hmm.
And he once broke a putter over his head during a tournament.
That's crazy. All right. Those are your headlines. We will take a break. Gonna play That's a Win, That's a Loss coming on up.
No, we're not.
Tradition. Back after this. Lovely Friday. It's Leroy's birthday today. Rod Powers says, I just got through watching birthday boy Leroy's 3rd and 37 run. He had some nifty moves on that run. Of course, we all know Robert Smith would have taken it to the house, though. Of course, according to Ron Pitts.
Your mic is muted, I fear.
Yeah, you did that numbing.
Oh, I did it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I accidentally hit it. I said, even when I'm like, I carried that petty for 20 years, only to find out by jokes and ridicule that I was mad at the wrong guy. And then have that guy come on the radio.
Yeah, but rightfully mad. Rightfully mad.
Who says that?
Crazy. Crazy. Anyway, the Dolphins, their schedule is out. No prime time for the Finns. No prime time for Cam Ward. No prime time for Fernando Mendoza. No prime time for the Jets. No prime time for the Cardinals. So those are the prime time lists. It's weird
because they must have changed that rule, because remember every team had to have a prime time and usually they got stuck on Thursday.
I think when you're Amazon and you pay a gazillion dollars,
that's why that is.
No, there's no participation games anymore.
That's why that ended. Remember that used that, you know what they used to put you on if you were the Dolphins? NFL Network.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, thank God we don't have any international games this year. That's the one bright side. I hate really? International. Yeah, I hate them. I don't like it. Football at 9 o'clock, not for me. Need a whole day to get ready for it, you know? Get ready for it. Get excited for it. It feels like football, you know? That's what I need. I need just 1 o'clock, 4:30. No embarrassments on primetime this year. And, you know, we'll see if they can gather people to be interested in it by the middle of the year.
You know what's going to happen, right? If they're decent, they're going to get flexed to a night game.
Well, they definitely, the Packers and the Chargers games are flexible. Like, those are storylines easily to be like, oh, we want those. But they got to do it. They got
to
do
and,
it.
And they don't have to be like 7-1 or anything, but they got to be
respectable.
Right. They got to be respectable. And that seems like that'd be something that the Dolphins are going to suck. See, I'm not, there's no way, under no circumstances, am I going to ever predict that a team will go 4-13. Right? I it's football. I that is the hardest thing for me to do. So no matter how bad I think a team is going to be, right, there's just things that happen in football that, like, you get a couple of wins you shouldn't have had, right?
Well, they're not going to be favored in
– they won't be favored
any game right now from the outset. The only game that they'll be
– Raiders?
As a road team? I don't think so.
I think you can find it now. It's out now.
I don't think so. The Dolphins are week one favorites?
Yeah.
No, they're not. I'm looking right now.
What does it say?
Raiders are -3.
Oh, okay. I got it the other way. All right.
-3. So they're getting the standard. You know, they don't think the Raiders are good. It's standard.
It's a pick'em.
It's not a pick'em. They're -3. The home team gets its traditional 3. They think they're even teams, but the home team gets it. It's not pick'em.
Right.
They're not going to be favored against San Francisco. They're not going to be favored against the Chiefs at home. Because here's the thing. All their home games are teams that are good. So they're not, they're not going to – the only game, like, they're not going to be favored against the Chiefs at home. They're not going to be favored against the Bengals. They're not going to be favored against the Patriots, the Lions.
No, they're not going to be favored against hardly anybody.
The Jets at home might be the only game that they're favored at, which is week 12.
Right.
So, yes, we don't want to predict they're 4-12. And I think they'll be better than 4-12. I think they're a 6-win team. I think that's my optimistic view. I think 6-11 is what I'm tabbing them at. You know, we'll play that's a win, that's a loss, so we can make it official. No, we'll play that's a win, that's a loss to make it official. But for right now, I'm eyeballing it. As I eyeball it, 6-11. That's what it looks
like. I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
Like, you say stuff like that, and then you go, you play the game, and the Dolphins are winning the entire schedule.
Yep. No, that's not going to happen this year. I can tell you for sure, Jennifer, when we play that's a win, that's a loss. Which
I say that we play on Monday. That way you have a fresh and clear head as you review the schedule.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. We see if we have time, but we got it. You know, it is usually tradition. We're going to play. We're going to play. You know, Leroy wants to play. It's his birthday. We want to do what we want to do for Leroy's birthday. You know, I'd hate to leave Leroy without a birthday that's a win, that's a loss. So
I feel like I'm speaking for Leroy, since I am Spirit Leroy.
And you think for his birthday he want to play?
No.
Even more so.
You're making him miserable, just a little bit.
Why am I making him miserable?
On my birthday. Because
it's the dumbest game in the world.
Well, how many wins do you think they're going to have? Theoretically.
6 or 7.
So we agree. Yeah, we should go game by game to see where we agree.
That's stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Okay,
it's
because here's what happens, right? You're going to win 2 games you have no business winning.
Yep.
And you're going to lose a couple of games you have no business losing.
Right.
And so playing that's a win, that's a loss is like football going football.
No, but that's not the game. The game is not football's going to football, because sometimes football doesn't football.
Like when?
Like when the Seahawks play.
What do you mean?
They didn't football. They just won the Super Bowl. The only time
they just won the Super Bowl, and I bet you the Rams are favored over them.
Yeah, but the only time football almost footballed against them was with Philip Rivers. That was the only time that football footballed.
I mean, it, like, I'm not saying it happens all the time, okay. But I'm saying when you have all these teams that you're just, you're claiming are just going to be terrible. How many times have you watched a football game and one of these bad teams was a 13-point underdog and they win?
Yeah, it happens. But that's what I'm saying. You and
that's
I
should, football.
Okay, but you and I were on the same. We're in the ballpark, right? We need to just find out if we're sitting in the same seats. Okay, so what we do is we walk into 6-7 win ballpark.
In that seat that projectiles you into space.
What?
You know that you sit in and you strap in.
We just
and
should
they
like
talk to you and then.
But can I get a little football music? It's a little football music if I could. If I could get a little football music just to set the mood a little bit. You know, maybe
Not setting any mood.
Just set the mood a little bit.
I want to be launched like SpaceX.
I'm just saying, just set the mood a little bit. Maybe we just do it one time and we'll just see if you and I are on the same page. That's all. Because 6-7 reviews.
Six or seven is not playing that's a win, that's a loss. Dude, listen. Understand why I get irritated about that's a win, that's a loss. I say the Dolphins are a 6 or 7 win team, right? That's not playing that's a win, that's a loss. Playing that's a win, that's a loss. I say which games they're going to win and lose. Nobody knows that.
Let's just walk through it. You know, like let's walk through it and let's see where you think those are. Like, Brittany, do you have the music?
Leroy doesn't like walking.
All right. Week one. Dolphins. Raiders on the road, 4:25 p.m. That's a win for me. I think the Dolphins are going to open the season with a win. Fernando Mendoza not going to be ready for Giraffe Halfley and a half. And I think that he's going to take out the rookie. He's going to have him confused, bewildered. Malik Willis, big showcase in week one to get the season off to the right start. Leroy? Theoretically, though. Okay, take the music off, Brittany. Take the music off for a second. All right, we're not playing that's a win, that's a loss here. All right.
Talk serious football to my client, please.
But theoretically, Leroy, do you like the Dolphins' chances against Las Vegas, whether it be against Kirk Cousins or Fernando Mendoza? Nope. Theoretically, just theoretically.
Nope.
So you like their chances?
Nope.
How about this?
Not gonna do it.
All right, we're not playing that's a win, that's a loss.
It's six months in advance. How many months before football is played?
It is the 13th, so what is that? That's 6 months in advance. Theoretically, though.
6 months.
Theoretically.
You can't play that's a win, that's a loss with me 6 months.
Right, we'll play a different game. Let's play a different game. Brittany, can I have some music? It's a different game. It's completely different. We're not going to play that's a win, that's a loss because it's your birthday. I wouldn't do that. Okay? New game. You like the chances?
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You know what? After all these years, you've made Spirit Leroy turn into Leroy.
Why?
Because you're annoying.
This game sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's a great game. Don't say it sucks.
How about you go through the schedule and you play the game? Wait a minute. For a reference point, what did you say the Dolphins were going to be last year?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. But it doesn't matter. It's a new regime, a new era. Brittany, you like the chances?
Yeah, I do. How about you incentivize him?
He's been trying to incentivize me for 8 years.
How about
years.
We put some money on it or something? We all keep a record of it, and whoever does the best gets like a gift card or something.
Nope.
Mm. Oh, damn.
I'm still not doing it.
It kind of takes away this. I appreciate that idea.
Things at the wall, you know?
There are no bad ideas, but here's what I would say. In the spirit of radio, I mean, it's one of the great radio games of all time. I would like him to just do it because that's the fun of it. Mike Francesa never had to bet on it to do it. That's a win, dog.
So you think all over the country, everybody's playing that's a win, that's a loss 4 months before the season?
Only if you're a good radio host.
I must suck at it then.
Well,
Leroy is whack. It's radio, bruh.
Yeah.
It's always stupid. It can be radio. It doesn't mean stupid. I changed the game.
I changed the game and you still won't play.
Where'd you change the game to?
You like the chances?
I don't even like the way you say it.
No, because, I don't like the way he says it either.
See, Brittany, you're not familiar with his work. Right? Because soon as I bite, He goes, so you agree with me?
No, okay, I'm not saying you agree with me. No,
comments. Wait. What if he doesn't do that? Would you agree to play with him?
No. I think it's a stupid game.
What about Tobin just doesn't react to anything you say?
Oh, yeah, we don't even have to have a
phone. He's like tickling your fancy.
Acknowledge your answer.
He's tickling Jennifer, your fancy.
Jennifer.
But still off in schedule.
Jennifer. You've been around long enough. You've been with us long enough.
I know, but I'm trying to change the game.
What if you say, what if he doesn't? What are his chances of not doing whatever you said? What if he does?
I'll mute him.
No. If I do that, I'll move to Utah.
Do facial expression.
Stop it.
Stop.
All right, we're back with you. Like the chances coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Damn you, Smeathan.
What did he say?
Jay Fig got Leroy looking like Megamind.
No, you want to know a funny
thing?
Damn
you.
So when we took these pictures, I got accused of making your head look bigger.
It's because it almost looked like Tobin is standing behind us. Because he looks smaller, right? You know what I mean? Like, see how he looks like he's standing way back? I think it's because my arm is on your shoulder.
It's just a placement, guys. Like, right. That's how he looks like.
How are you?
Wow.
You're not Megamind, though.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, man. All right. It is that time of the show where we play a little You Dead to Me to close things out here on a Friday. And bury some people. All right, Leroy. Who's dead to you? It's your birthday.
Nobody. I want to thank everybody for wishing me a happy birthday. It was cool. I got a nice cake from the ladies yesterday. Thank you, Britt and Jennifer. It was awesome. I wish I could have taken it home. However, if you've ever dealt with a daughter, you understand that no matter what gifts I get, that cake takes precedent over everything. And I better have my full attention on this cake. But just everybody wishing me happy birthday. Got a lot of texts all day from work, from my friends. It's really cool, one, to live this long, but to be able to enjoy it. Friends, I love hanging out with my friends. I love having fun. You guys know we have a great time, and I look forward to doing it again for another year.
Love it. Glad you're here.
Are you?
Oh, of course. Why?
I wasn't here, you'd have somebody to play That's a Win, That's a Loss. Or that's not what we're calling it now.
No, it's a different game now.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to switch it up?
No.
Brittany, can I have my football music? Can I have I think it sounds like he wants to switch it up. It sounds like you want to go off and you want to play some football music. I mean, I'm all for that. If you want to, I'm here for it. We can cancel your dead to me today. It's a day of life.
A day of life.
Yeah. Week 2. Dolphins at the 49ers. 4:25 p.m. on Fox. Leroy, you like the chances? Leroy? Dolphins, 49ers. Jeff Hafley, 1-0 in my eyes, going into this road game. 4:25 on Fox. You like the Dolphins' chances? Not asking if you have to say win or loss. I'm just asking you like the chances. Spirit, Leroy?
I will say for Leroy, but that's a win.
Wow. That's not the game we're playing, though. I'm asking.
There's a chance.
Yeah. You like their chances?
Leroy, do you want to take back your not dead to me? Sure you don't take it back?
Sorry. Brittany?
No, he's teasing me. He's teasing me to come in hot, but I'm not going to do it.
I don't like their chances.
Okay. She doesn't like the chances. Week 3. The Miami Dolphins.
Did you even say yours? Did you feel like they had a chance?
I don't like their chances. Okay. I think I have them at 1-0. Now I have them at 1-1. I don't like their chances. winning two road games to start the season. A bit greedy. You know, I'm not going to be a pig about this. Okay. So I don't like their chances winning week two. I don't like their chances. You know, too much seasoning from Kyle Shanahan. You're not going up against some boo rookie coach and Clint Kubiak. So, no, I don't like their chances week two. I'm glad you asked, though, Jennifer. Thank you for having me clarify that. Week three.
You're welcome.
The Dolphins have their home opener hosting the Chiefs. It's at 1 o'clock on CBS. Patrick Mahomes and them boys rolling into town, and so will Mr. Taylor Swift and what's going to be his last dance. Leroy, you like the chances? Dolphins taking on the multi-time champion Patrick Mahomes. Spirit, Leroy?
It's crazy. I'm looking at the date for that one. It's a very intense day. I'm going to say it's a loss.
Again, that's not the game we're playing, though, Spirit, Leroy.
You know what? I am so sorry. I'm just going to have to stop playing this
much
game.
Much like Leroy, you're being Sergei Bobrovsky right now, and you're not doing the game correctly. You like the chances?
No chances here.
No chances. You don't like their chances. Brittany?
No.
Nope. I do not like their chances.
Yeah, I don't like their chances either. I don't like their chances either. I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with the people. I don't like their chances either. See how much different it is, though, Leroy? Like, you know, we're not playing the same game.
Leroy, please play.
All right, back to Ted to me. He doesn't want to play. Right, it's his birthday. I'm not going to ruin his birthday. No more bits.
Too late! Too late!
I wasn't playing the game you didn't want to play. I played a way different game. You like the chances. It's different than win the loss.
Right. All right.
Who's dead to you, Jennifer?
You.
Why, dude? It's not fair.
I'm listening to what Leroy is actually telling you. He says no one is dead to him, but like you keep trying to push this game on him today. So you're dead to him.
Man. Brittany, who's dead to you?
Everybody who keeps spreading rumors that Lewis Hamilton is going to retire after this season.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Kim K's got him wrapped around her finger like that, huh?
Why would she have anything to do with this?
Because have you seen her path of destruction?
No, I agree. Lewis Hamilton's
enjoying Astron. He's ready to hang it up. I don't know.
No. There's a lot of rumors that he's going to announce his retirement at his home race this season. And anybody who is spreading those rumors, you're dead to me because it's not happening.
Man, Max is 0-3. One guy, JT says, come on, Leroy, give us one. Yeah, just give us one, dude.
Nope.
We know that you think they're going to win 6-7. You can't tell us one if you like the chances.
Mm.
I agree with Max where he says week one will be fun, but the next two, I don't agree. I think he's spot on. It's a tough schedule. Look, maybe Malik Willis comes and just like lights the world on fire. We're all just, whoa. And John Eric Sullivan looks like the next guru of football.
I mean, one of the things I do hope is that I hope that they were right about Malik. You know what I mean? And I hope that we don't look at the record and deem the quarterback a success or failure based on the record. That's it.
Man. Well, I'll tell you who's dead to me. These LA Chargers, I got to be honest with you. You guys have gotten a little too cute with the stupid schedule video, okay? Keep it to 2 minutes. 6 minutes of schedule release. Okay, you're not Steven Spielberg, okay? Who has the time? What are you, the Drake of schedule releases? You're making three albums for one bit? Get to the bit. And then you guys are taking pot shots at the Dolphins, saying, oh, record in dead cap and all that. Who are you? If let me ask you something. Hey, Chargers, you think it's so funny. Why'd you hire the coach? If you're taking pot shots at that, you're taking pot shots at your own offensive coordinator, you idiots. Pew, take away Tua. Pew, take away Tyreek Hill. How do you think the guy got any kind of reputation as a coach? The only thing he did was spam it to the cheetah. Throw a bomb to cheetah. Oh, cheetah's not there. Uh-oh. He's got no answers.
They should make up their minds.
Make up your minds, Jennifer. Make up your minds. So I'm just here to tell you, listen to me. Chargers, enough with the nonsense, okay? You guys act like you've done something when you've done nothing, okay? So do me a favor. Shorten up the bits. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. Ridiculous. Senor.
Says the man who just went through two segments of a bit.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying.
I just did two bits in one segment. That's the anti-Chargers. Who in radio is doing two bits a segment?
You did this whole hour was a bit.
What are you talking about? I did completely different bits. I came up with a brand new football game, and we did a standard staple, a benchmark on Fridays. Who's doing that in radio? You could go and you could take all the classes you want, Brittany. I'm giving you a master's degree in bit right now. And what I'm telling you is I just came up on the fly with a brand new football bit. I told you that we would come up with a bit that Leroy would want to do. He kind of likes it more. I can tell. I can tell in the look of in his eyes.
You can tell by his silence.
I can tell. We also got You Dead to Me in. That's the anti-Chargers. We hosed down Adam Silver today. We learned about Utah. We Drake reviewed. We talked about Rick Ross. This was an action-packed show, wire to wire. We called the Marlins broadcast liars. We took them all out.
Yeah, we did. It was very angry.
I didn't feel angry. Like he was angry. I feel fantastic.
Are you sure? I mean, I think all his really strong bits started off yesterday morning.
It's true. It's the Cali coffee. He needs to be banned.
Or keep doing it.
They should just ban you from that drive-thru or wherever you go. What is a drive-thru?
No more Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's a drive-thru. But the lady who does it, she's high as a kite. She doesn't remember who's coming there.
Really? At that early in the morning?
Oh, dude. Yeah, she's vaping while she's putting out the Cali coffee. I'm telling you. She probably thinks she's serving it to like a cartoon character at this point.
close enough. She's very close.
Do you give her any bits when you go to the window?
Sometimes I lie to her.
How do you lie to a person?
Oh, well, I'll say things like she's asked me what my job is before, and I've said I'm a radio host, but then she forgets, and I'm like, I'm a professional tractor driver, you know, and she goes, oh, I didn't know people do that. I said, yeah, this is the prime time of year. This is tractor season. She goes, it is? But this is when you can truly test a tractor right here in this part of spring.
You're not a real person.
Not too cold.
You're not a real person.
What do you mean?
I love how you just continue the conversation. Not too hot, not too cold.
He's not real.
Ask a lot. I don't know if you guys have been to Cali Coffee, but Cali Coffee is like the king and queen of small talk. They love just chatting your ear.
Oh, no.
The
they're too nice. They go, and how is your day going?
Here he is.
Oh, here he comes. God forbid someone's nice to him.
When it comes to customer service, now we can wake him up.
Ask how your day goes.
I'm telling you, they ask the most ridiculous question. And you're headed to work? You have kids?
Yeah.
Those are not ridiculous. They're trying to chat with you.
It's too early in the morning. So you have 10 kids.
Yep. Just lie like Tobin.
I will do that.
See, that's what Tobin would do.
I might.
10 kids. And then just name them all ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I'll name them after dwarves. Like, I'll be like, oh, this is Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy. And she'd be like, are those dwarves? I said,
Leroy's complaining about good customer service. Talking is not good customer service.
The point
good
is
customer service is getting your beverage in a timely fashion.
You know what, Leroy? For someone who's worked in customer service, if you're not smiling as the amount that they want you to smile, it's a problem.
No, I know.
Right.
If you're not talking
to the customer, oh my God, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Hey, that's our show. Happy birthday, Leroy.
Yes.
Have a great one. Everybody have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you rascals on Monday. I'll move to Utah.
Stop it.
It is. Whoops.
Are you okay?
Oh, man. Can I just tell you? Keep milking me, baby.
You want some of this?
Leroy.
I see y'all when I see y'all.